Things have changed a lot for Democrats this legislative session. They are in the minority in both the House and the Senate. I spoke with House Minority Leader Beth Kurtula and Senate Minority Leader Johnny Ellis this morning to ask about that change and their agenda for the session. Ellis says Democrats are energized to fight the governor's oil tax reform proposal.
There's $20 billion at stake. There's $20 billion on the table. The governor has a proposal to give that to the oil industry with no strings attached over the next 10 years. And that could, according to his OMB director, put us immediately into deficit spending. That puts our roads, our schools, our public safety potentially at risk. And so the stakes are very high. The discussions and debate will be very intense, but you can expect the Democrats to comport themselves with civility on principled stands that are in line with a defense of the Alaska Constitution. But that's really what it's all about. $20 billion on the table. That's our birthright. That's our common property resource. Alaska's future is at stake in this session more than any before that I've ever seen.
And Representative Kurtula, how would you characterize the changes that have come about for the Democrats in this session?
We have four new members in the House Democratic Caucus. We have one of the youngest members to ever serve, Jonathan Christ Tompkins, out of rural Southeast. And the energy that these four new members bring into the legislature is just phenomenal. But in terms of education, in terms of inflation proofing, class size, you know, being sure that parents can help their children succeed, being sure that we have strong trade schools, that we get kids the education they need to lead Alaska forward. Those ideas and that fundamental belief comes from Democrats. So I feel great about starting this session. It's just going to be a good year. Doesn't mean it's not going to be hard work. It also doesn't mean we don't have a tremendous challenge with what the governor is suggesting and the enormous cut in our revenues if it happens. So, but we're ready to go. You've got a strong team.
I listened in to the press conference that you had earlier and did hear you reiterate several times that it is a strong caucus. How can you, but you're in the minority, how can you parlay that strong caucus into leverage with the governor and with the majority?
Well, the change in leadership in the Senate is mostly due to a gerrymandered reapportionment that the court has thrown out and sent back to the drawing board. So the people of Alaska didn't change their view on the oil wealth giveaway. So our ideas are still out there. Our strength and our experience and our ideas and our support among the public is still there, regardless of some of the rejiggering of the leadership positions in the Senate. So we take strength from that, from our position on oil taxes and on education. We're Democrats. Education and energy are the key elements to the future of the state. And for us, that means affordable energy for Alaskans across the state, particularly in Fairbanks and in rural Alaska always, and then getting a fair share, a good business deal for our oil wealth to run the state, to energize our state. So energy in two different aspects is paramount. And then education. Democrats have always believed in public education. Public education is under attack in this state. Some benign neglect and then also some outright attack. And so we want more accountability. We want more better results from our public schools, but we also want adequate funding for our public schools. And the governor and the majority have not recommended any new funding for the base student allocation in nearly 3 years, some one-time funding that's wholly inadequate, and to make any progress with the future of the state through education, the great ladder of opportunity for people to rise up, to get off of welfare, to support their families, education is that key. So for us, as a progressive agenda for this session, energy and education are the key to Alaska's future.
Representative Kurtula?
When Senator Ellis was talking, it made me remember why my grandparents came to Alaska. They came out of poverty, out of the middle of the Depression, so their children could get an education. And more than anything today, that's the thing I worry about. So we may be small in numbers, but our voice is heard very powerfully, and we work hard to be sure that Alaskans are served well.
You talked about being, you've both talked about being very energized, that you have a strong caucus. During the press conference, you said something about they may outnumber us, but we have them surrounded. It sort of sounds like you're gearing up for a fight. Would you characterize it that way?
You can call it a fight. Yes, there will be a fight over ideas. The Democrats are ready. We want to see more oil in our pipeline because that's where the oil wealth comes from to run our state and energize our state. We are partners with the oil industry and give a lot of money and tax credits. And we're willing to give even more of a partnership with the oil industry to have drilling in Alaska that benefits us and puts oil in the pipeline. But if you take $20 billion of ours out of our treasury and send it to the coast of Africa to benefit not Alaskans or the Alaskan treasury, but to benefit the shareholders of British Petroleum, Exxon, or ConocoPhillips, that's a chump deal. That's a sucker's deal. And we would be remiss in our oath to the Constitution. We would be violating our oath to the Alaska Constitution if we voted for a bill that had no strings attached and gave away $20 billion of the future of Alaska to multinational corporations that are highly profitable. We will do a partnership. We will give tax breaks to have drilling in Alaska, but tax breaks for drilling off the coast of Africa, no way.
Johnny Ellis is Senate Minority Leader, and Beth Curtula is the House Minority Leader.